17. Naham Shanke Sura Raja Vajram.
Naham Shanke Sura Raja
Vajram. Na Vyaksha Shulanna Yamas Yamayasya Danda.
Na
Vyaksha Shulanna Somanila Vita Pastrach. Shanke Krisham Brahma Kulava Mana. Naham Shanke Shuraraja Vajram.
Naham Shanke Shuraraja Vajram.
Natrayaksha Shulanna Yamayasya Dandat. Nagnyaka Samanila Vita Pastrach. Chanke Visham Brahma Kulava Mana.
Chanke Visham Brahma Kulava Mana.
Not Aham
I.
Vishanke
I'm afraid.
Shula Raja Vajrat.
Shula Raja Vajrat.
From the thunderbolt of the King of Heaven, Indra. Na, nor. Vyaksha Shulat.
Vyaksha Shulat.
From the piercing trident of Lord Shiva.
Na,
nor. Yamashya. Of the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Dandat, from the punishment. Na, nor. Agni, of fire. Arka, of the scorching heat of the sun. Soma, of the moon. Anila, of the wind. Vitapa, of the owner of riches. Kuvera, the treasurer of the heavenly planets.
Astra,
from the weapons.
Shanke,
I'm afraid of. Risham,
very much.
Brahmakula, the group of the Brahmins.
Avamana,
from offending. Translation for the Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Sansa Bhagavati. My dear sir, I'm not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kubera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I'm very much afraid of this. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Rupa Goswami at the Dasasya Medha Ghat in Prayag, he pointed out very clearly the seriousness of offending a Vaishnava. He compared the Vaishnava Pura to Hatimata, a mad elephant. When a mad elephant enters the garden, it spoils all the fruits and flowers. Similarly, if one offends a Vaishnava, he is spoiled of his spiritual assets. Offending Brahman is very dangerous, and this was known to Maharaj Raghunath. He therefore frankly admits his fault. There are many dangerous things: thunderbolts, fire, Yamaraj's punishment, the punishment of Lord Shiva's trident, and so forth. But none is considered as serious as offending a Brahmana like Jaraharat. Therefore, Maharaj Raghunath immediately descended from his plant, Gavak, we fell flat before the lotus feet of the Brahmana Jarabhana, just to be excused. Namo Shivaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Bhutale, Srimad Bhaktivedanta, Swamiti Namaya, Namaste, Sarasati Devi, Gauranga, Sharanam, Vishwesha. So we all are very aware of the stories we've been reading from this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially here, Srila Prabhupada is talking about offending a Vaishnava. It's a very serious offense than any other offense. It may be an offense to a Brahmana or a Guru. So be very careful sometimes when we are amongst us in the temple or anywhere. We should be more mindful of not offending anyone, even though we are every day closely associated with each other. Sometimes it can be that we can offend each other in many ways. So at the end of the day, we can always make sure that we are taking care of our Krishna consciousness. That's why here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself properly explained in the purport that he's instructing this offense is making it very more clear that one should be more careful. And that's why Maharaj Raghunath Prabhupada also in the Bhagavatam, he didn't know how to behave. So then he found out how devotee, where devotees are, when they speak, devotees can be, and more, you can realize who the devotees are. So today is also our Vaishnava Sampradaya. It's a very important day to celebrate. Actually, by the mercy of Guru, one can know Krishna, that is the system. And who can be more expert? You know, he is the Supreme Guru, and himself is Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is known as Adi Guru, the original Guru. I was listening to Srila Prabhupada speak, and so I wonder what he asked Prabhupada, how a Guru knows everything. And Prabhupada said, Krishna knows everything, more than anyone. Isn't it? So, it's not that Guru knows everything. Krishna is the knower of everyone. So, Guru knows everything when Krishna tells him to know. That's how it works. So even though Guru knows everything, but Krishna, the original spiritual master, is Lord Nityananda. So he knows everything. So when Lord Nityananda, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Krishna wants Guru to know, that much Guru can know. That's how it works. So Adi Guru, is original spiritual master, is Lord Nityananda. Nityananda means it's eternal, blissful. Lord Nityananda is so kind. I remember in Bengal, you know, like people, they greet each other. They say, Janitai. Here in Gujarat, they say, Jashi Krishna. Right? In Bengal, they say, Janitai. You know, this we all know, this is the culture. Lord Nityananda, by His mercy, everything goes perfect. But we are just now singing, and Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Gautrumi Nityananda Mahajan. He's Mahajan. And by His mercy, we can perform devotional service. Just like by the mercy of Guru, one can make progress in spiritual life when we can please Guru. So when you can please Lord Nityananda, you can please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can please Krishna. So there is a system for everything. And the place where Lord Nityananda appeared, that place is known as Ekachakra. It's very far from Mayapur. And I don't know how Lord Nityananda would come to Navadvip from such a far away. They didn't have any modern transportation at that time. But this is all very mysterious, how the Lord used to travel. So Lord Nityananda, he appeared that place, Ekachakra. That place is known as Gupta Vrindavan. It's a hidden Vrindavan. It's not different from Vrindavan. If you go to Ekachakra, it can be very hard to travel because it's so far, the road's not that well, maybe it's better now. But once you reach Ekachakra, it's such a wonderful place. It's a very special place. It's very serene and very peaceful. And you can even feel, even today, when you arrive in Ekachakra, there's very dusty from the cows. Even now, you can feel like that time, and you know, when Lord Nityananda was, that time was there 5 years ago. So when Krishna appears 5,000 years ago, only recently Nityananda Mahaprabhu appeared here 500 years ago. Lord Nityananda appeared 500 years ago, not so far away. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that when there is trouble in this world, Lord comes or He sends His representative. So this is Leela Avatar. They come to perform the pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Just a couple of weeks ago, it was the appearance of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was worshipping Shastram, back to Ganges in Sandipur, and praying when he saw the miseries of this world people are suffering. He prayed to Advaita Acharya, prayed to Krishna to appear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared by his prayers, sincere prayers, and worship to Shastram, the Ganges one. So Lord Nityananda appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, already appeared in Ekachakra. I mean, the first time I went to Ekachakra, 1996, because we had to get Govinda Didi, and that's a very special place they make Govinda Didi, and Mehra me. So we went there, it was so difficult to get there, maybe it took us 5 hours to drive there. There's a dirt road, that time was so special, even more now, because they didn't have many buildings. It was forest, full of forest, and dirt road. Even today it's like that, but they have some more buildings and things. And we stayed there overnight and at a temple. And that's the place. They even have Radhakund, Shyamakund. They have Govardhan Hill, in a small hill, because it's the place of its Vrindavan. So, and they bought the deities, the Govinda deity, that you can see them today, that's in the Mayapur in a hut that when you walk in the temple, there's a hut that the Govinda deity that came from the chakra that's in there, that was originally meant for the Nithaipada Kamala boat that sailed off at Kansas, and those Govinda deity, the small deity, they're still there, so beautiful. They know. So Ekachakra is a very, very wonderful place. Lord Nityananda appeared there. He appears, when Krishna appears, he appears in the family of the Guru. And it's a selected place. Wherever, like Krishna appears, Kalki Avatar is going to appear. It's already mentioned where they're going to appear in the Puranas. So Nityananda, eternal bliss for God. This is pastime between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Panchatattva. There's five Panchatattvas. They're all. So it's mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they're identical brothers. It's just like Krishna and Balaram. Only difference, Krishna and Balaram, is their color. They're identical. So Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's mentioned that when they first met, that place is not far away from Arishwan Mayapur. If you come out of the temple, walk down towards Urugat, towards Navadi, just down the road, that's the place, Nandanandana Acharya's house, which is Madhvacharya Mandir temple, Koryamon is there today. That's where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, they first met. And it was a tremendous festivity and affection between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Tears were flowing from their eyes, from each other. People are rolling on the ground when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda met. So much love for each other. They're eternal brothers. They're transcendental. They're Krishna Balaram. Balaram hoila nitai. So that place, if we go today, is still there. And you know, Lord Nityananda, he's so merciful. He used to make people chant Hare Krishna. Like, he go even door to door, make people chant Hare Krishna. And people say, go away, go away. And you roll on the ground till they chant Hare Krishna once. Say, Ekbar Bolo. Just mention once Krishna's name. Just once. And if they didn't mention Krishna, Hare Krishna once, he would be rolling on the ground, like a child throwing a tantrum. Rolling on the ground. Imagine how much affection he has for the conditioned soul. Just like we don't feel that way. So Prabhupada had that feeling for the conditioned souls. Otherwise, why would he take so much trouble to go to America with nothing? So much trouble, because his love for Krishna is demonstrated how much Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who preach my glory, they are very dear to me. And Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattvas, they are demonstrating that. Lord Nityananda, he would even go on the paths in Navadvipa to make people chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes people say, you're associated with karmis. We're not associated with karmis. We are giving our association to the karmis. We stay above. The devotee is going to work. You are going to work, but you are not associating with them. You're giving them your association. That's why when you are Krishna conscious, your spiritual consciousness, your Krishna consciousness, you're rubbing onto them. So Lord Nityananda, he was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make Jagai Madhai become a devotee. The Jagai Madhai, they were very demoniac in Navadvipa. Everybody knew. Dasu means they are like dacoits. Dasu, dacoits. Very scary. Even today, it is religious. There are some people, everybody know, oh yeah, that guy, he comes around. Done is wrong. So Jagai Madhai was very extraordinary. This is all the Leela of the Lord of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's mentioned when Jagai Madhai became devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them. Momentarily, the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden color turned black from the sin of Jagai Madhai. Golden. They were so simple. So Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they had to go and make them devotees. It's not easy because, and they were thrown around. They were chasing, and Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they had to come back. And one of the Jagai Madhai hit Lord Nityananda with a broken pot. Lord Nityananda was so merciful. He was bleeding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sudarshan Chakra! He called for Sudarshan Chakra and he was coming. Imagine that. And Sudarshan Chakra is a very powerful disc. The universe was shaking so much. He called for Sudarshan Chakra and it was coming. And Lord Nityananda grabbed hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, you're not supposed to hold any weapon in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the weapon of the holy name. And if you're breaking with his love for his brother, I have a brother, I didn't have love for him. Because he's in Janara Krishna, I don't want to talk to him. Lord Nityananda, he was so compassionate. He was bleeding. He says, forgive them. They do not know. Forgive them. And when the Jagai Madhai, when they saw the affection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and affection of Lord Nityananda, they surrendered. They begged for forgiveness. So, Srila Prabhupada actually also demonstrated his love for Krishna. His love for Today, the world is full of Jagannath Mahal. Isn't it? I mean, we're in a hurry now. People will be throwing eggs and stuff like that at us. And, you know, here, you know, all over the world, people are not very friendly. Of course, now they're friendly, but people are not taking up Krishna consciousness. Now they are taking up Krishna consciousness because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of the mercy of Advaita Acharya, because of the mercy of the Panchatantras. So, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination, Radha and Krishna. And Balaram, there's a story that Lord Balaram, and he was playing 5,000 years ago at the Golden Hill in Vrindavan. And he was playing with one of his cowherd boyfriend 5,000 years ago. A long time ago. And they all, children, they always play in a cave, in a hilly area where they hide and seek playing. So it was Subal and Lord Nityananda as Balaram. And Balaram, Subal was waiting for Lord Balaram to come back to catch him. But he was hiding in the hill, in a cave that goes down the hill. And he was hiding, he was there waiting. And Lord Balaram didn't turn up. Long time. And it was 500 years ago. And Lord Nityananda came, which is none other than Balaram. And he came to Subal and says, I am Balaram that you're looking for. He said, you're not Balaram. Balaram is very tall. Look at you, you're small. But he said, no, I'm Balaram. The same Balaram you're thinking of, that's me. He said, but Balaram is very tall. He says, I will give you a race together. We'll race around Golden Hill. Whoever wins, then he have to accept the defeat. He said, yeah, sure. And they went around the hill. And Balaram, Lord Nityananda, very quickly defeated him. Because he's Balaram. And then he said, I accept you. But he said, what do I do? Because Subal is from 5,000 years ago. He's very tall. And he said, and you're very, you're shorter than me. And he said, no problem. Then he shrinked him down with his hand. It was to his side. So that Subal is known as Abhiramsa Chakra in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda, he's that same Lord Nityananda 5,000 years ago, as Balaram, who came as Lord Nityananda 500 years ago. He's so merciful. And it's mentioned that he met Raghunath Das Goswami. We have a festival here every year, the Spanihari festival. And he met Raghunath Das Goswami. He's very rich. The Goswamis are very rich. You see them, they are very slim, very skinny. They're like saints. They are saints. They didn't eat much. They are very, very wealthy. They had both full coins, gold coins. If you see one gold coins, well, they put away in the museum. But they had both full of gold coins. But they went and asked for it. They gave it all up and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he's mentioned that when he was tied down by his father, because he always wanted to run away and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the middle of the night, he got away and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was very wealthy. His parents were very wealthy. And he was in Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath Das Goswami was begging outside the Jagannath temple. Imagine how your parents would feel. You're very rich and your son begging. But he was not begging. He was begging for he's associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda, there's a place called Panihati, actual place. It's not far from Calcutta. Every year there's devotees from Mayapur who go and put up a big festival at Panihati and the banks of the Ganges. And so that's where Lord Nityananda met Raghunath Das Goswami. And he said, help, he wanted me to help make a festival of flat rice with yogurt, milk. So he wanted him to sponsor it. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he is an associate of Lord Nityananda. He is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, it mentioned also that Lord Nityananda, he was, there's two types of sampradaya. One is known as Saivites. Saivites, they are like impersonalists, and they act like avadhut also. Avadhut means those who don't have any understanding of themselves, they're totally immersed in how they dress, their knowledge of their self. They're totally, they're walking in the street, avadhut, not acting properly. They're crazy, acting very crazy. So, like madmen. So those people, they can be imitating that, though they are known as Saivites. And then there's another avadhut, that's Vaishnava avadhut. There's two groups, bona fide avadhut. That avadhut is known as Tiruvikya. So they are, we don't even practice that because our sampradaya doesn't practice to be avadhut. But there is Vaishnava avadhut also, which was Lord Nityananda was acting like avadhut, totally immersed in ecstasy, love for Krishna, not dressed properly, not eating, riding a bull, riding a crocodile. They said that in Navadi, in Mayapur, that area, they have crocodiles in the Ganges. 500 years ago. We wouldn't go swimming, there's crocodile in it today. It's good that there's no crocodile, but those days Lord Nityananda was riding back the crocodile. Imagine that. If you chant, oh, I chant Hare Krishna, I'm full of faith for Krishna. Oh, I chant Hare Krishna on the back of the crocodile like that. If you have love for Krishna. So Lord Nityananda was riding back the crocodile because he was totally, he didn't know what is what. He's so absorbed in Krishna. So, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him he had to come down. Don't act like avadhut. You have to preach Krishna, you have to be more sane. And down to simple, make it simple yourself. So that, actually, Lord Nityananda also, there's a place, four station from Navadvip. That place is called Kalna. Have you been there? Kalna? Very beautiful place. Extremely beautiful. If you take a train from Navadvip, four stations, get down, take a rickshaw to a place where Lord Nityananda married. He was married to Jandava and Vasudeva. And he had seven sons, but they all died. And there is the deity of Govindas Mandir. So that place is so beautiful. And there is a tamarind tree. In Bengal, people have tamarind tree. Like in the South India, the tamarind tree is very common, also in Bengal. So that place where Lord Nityananda, that place, there is a big tamarind tree. And Kulgach. Kulgach is a it's a fruit, like very sweet, only grows in certain areas like Vrindavan and Mayapur. That fruit is called kul. Kulgach is a, like a bear fruit, they call it. And Lord Nityananda, that place was that full of kulgach, that's forest and tamarind tree. And if you go there today, that place is, you can have sutras that they make for Gauritami. It's amazing. You just have to have a little bit. And they say the pujaris they make used to make for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda from that time. So they have that recipe still today that they make it. So when you go there you ask for the sutras that they make for Gauritami. And Sandesh. Sandesh is made from paneer, but they break it down, they blend it up. So it's a very unique flavor. So they had the recipe, all the recipe they had is coming from Lord Nityananda's time. And Prabhupada explained, there is a vansa, like a family line. So there's known as the Nityananda vansa. So Prabhupada was saying, there's a lecture by Prabhupada, says, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, traveling all worldwide preaching Krishna consciousness, like the sannyasi in ISKCON, they can claim to be the Nityananda vansa, even though we are not in the vansa. But Prabhupada said in that lecture, he was giving an appearance of Lord Nityananda, he said, those who are preaching the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the glory of the Bhakti Yoga, preaching Krishna consciousness, they can claim to be the in the line of Lord Nityananda. So those who claim to be in the Nityananda vansa, who do not know who they are, but because they are not following. But if you want to claim to be the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the follower of Lord Nityananda, then yeah, then you can be that line by preaching Krishna consciousness. So where are that line? Where is the line of Lord Nityananda? Because we have Rupa Nuga, the follower of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, the six Goswami, they are the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are the follower of the Rupa Goswami. So we actually were in the line, in that way, in the line of Lord Nityananda. And so when I went to that place, that Gauridas Pandit, that the lady in Kalna, Ambika Kalna, this, I met Pujari. That Pujari said he is in the line of Lord Nityananda. And actually he looked like Lord Nityananda. He's very tall, and he had long hair, and he says, I'm coming from that line. Perhaps he is, because he is a Pujari there. So, Lord Nityananda's compassion is immense. He would make sure even the Mohammedans, the Muslims, they mindful chant Hare Krishna. And they were laughing at the devotees. They said, they got the Hare Krishna. And then Lord retired. They were completely satisfied because they said Hare Krishna. So even if you say Hare Krishna laughingly, Jiva Goswami said, you get the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. So Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra. That place, Ekachakra today, there's a sannyasi that came to the house of Harai Pandit, the father of Lord Nityananda, and his mother is, Lord Nityananda's mother is Padmavati. So it's just like when Lord Ram's time, the sage came to the house of what's his name? So Dasharatha, the house, and there they wanted to take their son, which Lord Ram was like, no. They said, you can ask anything, but not Lord Ram and Lakshman. So similarly, the sannyasi came to the house of Harai Pandit in Ekachakra. They wanted their Lord Nityananda, their son. He said the same thing. He said, you can take anything but not my son. But when they already promised to give, so Lord Nityananda went, the only son of Harai Pandit, traveling 20 years. He went traveling for 20 years. But Harai Pandit passed away from separation. Sometimes our people, we want our children to go and get a job and not and be separated from family and have their own family and not be with us. But Harai Pandit wanted his son to be with them all the time. So Lord Nityananda went traveling, just like Balaram went traveling. When Kurukshetra battlefield was taking place, he didn't want to be part of it. There was too much misery there. He went Holy Tirtha. So Lord Nityananda went traveling all Holy Tirtha for 20 years. And then, of course, when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Mayapur, at the house of Nandanandana Acharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 20 years old, and Lord Nityananda was 32 years old. So he is older brother. So sometimes we say, God, Lord Nityananda, he is older, why is he not the supreme? Why is he taking the role of a servant? Because Adi Guru, Lord Nityananda is Adi Guru. Adi Guru, Guru is one who is the perfect servant of his Guru. So ultimately he is the perfect servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda is a perfect servant of Krishna as Balaram. Balaram, he takes the shape of as a servant of Krishna. Why? That's why he's Adi Guru. A guru is one who is perfect disciple of his guru. He becomes qualified to become a guru. So the perfect guru, the Adi Guru, the original guru is Lord Nityananda. And he takes the servitorship as his master, as Krishna. At the humility, so humble. He is God. He is not different from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are identical brothers. Yet, so why is he not claiming to be the supreme? Because he sees his older brother, his younger brother, which is the ultimately older brother, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his ultimate master and servant. So Prabhupada was asked, if Lord Balaram, he is the older brother, Dauji, he's the older brother, right? Dauji. And why Krishna is not, and why he is considered to be supreme? Prabhupada said, he would look at Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, they're standing together, but Lord Balaram is leaning on Krishna for support. That means Krishna is the supreme. You understand? So, yet, the mood of devotional service is that mood is taken up by Lord Nityananda. The highest performance of devotional service as an ultimate servant of his master Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's a pastime between. That's why Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram, they have their own pastimes, gopis and gopas. But there's some conflict between Krishna and Balaram. But when Balaram knows this is the desire of Krishna, immediately he accepts it. Because he knows the mind of Krishna. He knows this is what pleases Krishna. And he gives in. It's not that there's that conflict. It's just some issue. This for our understanding, there's that lila happening. Just like during the time of 5,000 years ago, Duryodhana, he is inimical towards Krishna. But he was also friend to Balaram. And Balaram is Krishna's brother. How is this? So that means he should be favoring Duryodhana. And he is Krishna's enemy. And Krishna is the, his younger, his own brother, Balaram. So how is this? But this is all etiquette-wise. So when there was a fight between, a club fight between Duryodhana and Bhima, and Krishna told him, he break his leg, and hit his leg. And he had, because his leg, Duryodhana's leg was, that's the place to hit him because he's not invincible there. And then they came to Rupu. He to hit their leg, not upper part. But Krishna favors his devotee. So then Balaram was very angry at Krishna. He said, how are you going to allow that? But then Krishna told him, you know, he's not your problem, don't worry. Something like that. And Balaram was satisfied. Because Balaram knows this is, he is his servant. Balaram acts as Krishna's servant. So there is no problem. It's not a mundane thing. In a mundane world, there's always a conflict, even amongst brothers and sisters and husband and wife, there's always conflict. There is never one person doesn't want to surrender. There's always some issues. So in the ultimate principle of devotional service in the spiritual world, there is always that principle of loving. Pure love represented by how much we surrender, how much we understand the other person's principle. There's that understanding there. The ultimate spiritual understanding through bhakti. Why devotional service is the highest? Because devotional service is culminates all principles. The highest principle is the process of devotional service. So, Adiguru, the original spiritual master, Lord Advaita, he demonstrated that love, that pure love. He was always taking the humble position. And another thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda as Bhaktivedanta Tattva, they came as Bhaktavesh. They came as to demonstrate what is a devotee. How to perform devotional service. How a devotee performs his service. Because as a Bhakta, devotees, they want to demonstrate. So Lord Nityananda, our mission is to preach Krishna consciousness. And Lord Nityananda, he demonstrated that through his humility. Self-sacrifice. Total sacrifice. Lord, the Jagai Mother hit him with the clay pot and he was bleeding. There was no revenge. In fact, he said, forgive me. So much love. That's the definition of pure love, that's the definition of devotional service. And it's forgiving. But in the sense, forgiving in the sense of making them more Krishna conscious. There's a principle behind everything. You don't forgive people who are, like I was just reading here, Hati Mata offended and worried. So, Jagai Mata offended, Lord Nityananda. Great offense. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Sudarshan Chakra. He needed to kill him. So Prabhupada was giving the lecture, he said, but Lord Nityananda told him, he didn't take your appearance in Kali Yuga to take up any weapons. You have to tell the Lord Krishna, if you want to kill everyone in this age, you have to kill everybody. Because everybody is like a demon. That's the ultimate principle of bhakti, of principle of love, is to show compassion. There's no compassion. You cannot explain compassion other than telling others about Krishna. Jari Dakar Tarikava Krishna Upadesh. We're singing also this morning. Whenever you need to tell them about Krishna, Shikshakara, the song. Tell others and teach others about Krishna. Lord Nityananda, that place got through deep. All the places that took pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna, is so beautiful, so peaceful. Even today, if you go to the Mayapur, Vrindavan, it's very serene. People always say, oh, rickshaws and cows and pigs. That's your external vision. People a little bit far away, like for Govardhan Hills, around that area, it's so peaceful. Towards the way Varshana is. That's all part of Vrindavan. Mayapur same, as in you step out the Ganges, you go towards Gaudrundeep, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur house is. It's so beautiful. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he heard huge kirtan was coming, middle of night, in Mayapur. He said, where is this kirtan happening? This time of night. Everyone's asleep. I mean, the other devotees were asking Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He said, no, the demigods are chanting. They come out at night. I mean, I don't know, Bhaktivinoda road. There's a road outside the temple. the demigods. They're in different dimensions, so locals can hear them. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he can see them during Harinam. So that's the program. Gauritan is dancing, they're all dancing. Sometimes the Kirtan is so ecstatic. When Sri Prabhupada was here, everyone was doing Guru Puja. And now one was looking at the, they're all in front of Prabhupada. Roaring, Jai Shri Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada. So crazy. And one time, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and he was looking at one particular corner. All the time he was looking at a particular corner. So there was a devotee who noticed Prabhupada was looking at his corner all the time. So Prabhupada, and that devotee was very curious, wanted to ask Prabhupada what was happening, why is he looking at the corner all the time, why is he giving his talk. So then he found a time suitable that he could ask that Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you're giving a talk the other day, why are you looking there all the time at the corner? He said, because Narasimha was there. He came to attend the class. So no, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're always here. This is why, you know, you see day like today, it's not only there, they're always here. So Adi Guru means a guru who only teaches by his own example. A child, one who teaches by his own example. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he himself appears as Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Bhakti Devesh, come to show us how to be a devotee. There's every reason for us to become a devotee of Krishna, a good devotee. Every reason. God Himself is showing us the example. Isn't it? How much time do we have in this world? We live here in a very short time. So, we have to beg at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beg at the feet of Lord Nityananda for their mercy. This was their mood. Their mood was like that. Lord Nityananda was always begging for the mercy of the Vishnus. He was always hankering for the mercy. He was so, Lord Nityananda was so excited in that ecstasy. So Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the emblem or the highest principle of love of God. Love for Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. What is the need for God to accept disciple? He took initiative. And he is the ultimate guru. But he wants to show us that the way to approach Krishna, the way to love Krishna, is to go through the process of surrender, process of devotional process, Guru Parampara system. So the system of Krishna consciousness, the system that Prabhupada gave us, is the same process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. Our process is Harinam, Harinam Sankirtan. In fact, our movement was started by singing and dancing. So Prabhupada was sitting out in the park and he didn't have anything, no temple. He started the movement, just singing, dancing, chanting Hare Krishna. That's how it started. There's no temple. That is our dharma for this age, which is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. What more can we ask? Everything is there in the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, has given us that. And if you really want to please Lord Nityananda, really want to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to immerse ourselves in the Harinam Sankirtan. Immerse ourselves in the process of devotional service. Giving our mind, throwing our problems in the mind and consciousness and taking shelter at the feet of Lord Nityananda. Yeah, Lord Vrindavan's mercy is so beautiful and so, you know, so touching. Yeah. And so it's that, you know, he appeared, you know,
before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is all his pastimes. So Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, his representative comes to show us example, to show us, to bring us back to consciousness. How compassionate they are. They personally come down here, take all the difficulty and trouble to bring us to the lotus feet. This is their work. For us, is their doing. We see a lotus, we see a beautiful flower. You know, Krishna created that. How much work in that involved to create that flower? The coloring, all the design, very intricate. Krishna created that. So people take and smell it, give to their friend. Just we can do that only. Not everyone is offering to Krishna, only the devotees. You see, flower shop. So much work to make that little flower. So many different types of flower. Just so you can pick it and give to your friend. Or some occasions. So Krishna's all is working for us. Everything we see is all the work of Krishna. We eat the food, we thinking, I cooked it, I ate it, I worked for it. Krishna gave those things for us to enjoy it. But we're not recognizing Krishna. We're not thanking Him. We are always giving us ourselves the credit. And not to Guru, not to Krishna. It's Guru's mercy we have these things. Always think of Guru. Lord Nitananda was Adi Guru. He was always giving credit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always giving credit to His Guru. He is always thinking of Krishna. That's how we have to be. So if you want to become a guru, every one of us are guru in our own way. We tell others about Krishna. Jare taka tare maha Krishna vadesh. Amana eka guru hai tana vadesh. Not everyone is going to come to temple. We have to go and look for them. That's why we are hurrying now. And people next see when they see us chanting in the street. All kinds of people. Black, white, anyone. They see us hurrying now. Well, they're in ecstasy, isn't it? So not everyone's going to come to temple, only the Indian people. But you want to touch everyone, we have to go out there. But that's how it works. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program is in the street. Not just the temple, in the street. Hariyam Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lord Nitananda, Hariyam Sankirtan, break up, make a group, go on Hariyam. That's how they attack Vajagamana. They are on Harinam. So we are very lucky these days nobody attacks us. But I'm just giving an example how our process of devotional service is full of ecstasy, full of love, full of joy. And that's why you see Lord Nitananda, Lord Chaitanya, they're dancing, hands in the air. Who is dancing? You go to work here, you put your hands up in the air, you're not in ecstasy, everyone's miserable. So the process of Krishna consciousness given to us by coming down from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming down from Nityananda, the same process 5 years ago, singing and dancing, is so glorious, so wonderful, and so ecstatic and full of bliss. You see, they have this big murti in Kalkata of Vivekananda. He's like this. He's standing like this. Alright, take your hand in there and dance. Some people are standing. We even heard one the other day, and there was one Indian man, he was like a complete pagal, and he was in the middle, not really enough. He wouldn't move his hands or nothing. But we were all around him, singing and dancing. And he ultimately gave up. He said, this guy is so happy, why am I? I'm the only one who's miserable. And he gave in. So, you know, our program proper is to always sing, it's very simple. Sing and dance. Doing service, there's no problem. We create problems, there's no problem. It's ecstasy. How long are we living? While we are here, give in to Lord Chaitanya's mission. Vishnu Nitananda. Go on, Nitananda Mahaprabhu ki. So, Prabhupada ki. Is that okay?
Yes. Jagarai
Madarai,
is it recorded what
the devotee
name was?
Yeah, they do have an initiated name.
They have
an initiated name. They got initiated,
Chaitanya. Yeah.
They do have a spiritual name.
Yeah.
I mean, my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they surrender and gave up all their bad habits. And they got initiated by Lord Chaitanya. And so, you know, it's amazing how, you know, Srila Prabhupada initiated some of the people that, I mean, came from so many different backgrounds. We're equally fortunate, actually. And you know, we don't have time to criticize devotee or do anything bad. Just accept it as the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That's how I see it. You know, just accept it. You know, there is so many issues with that, you can go on and on. You break your head against the wall. It's your wall. Calling those on Nidhi Raj and it's full of fault. Ekanasti Mahan Guna. There's one great quality. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, chanting the whole name. Kirtan Raghava Krishna Shah. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, demonstrated that. Just take shelter of the holy name, blow it off, everything was blown away. There was a big cloud, and they went to Hare Nama, and a huge cloud was coming over Mayapur. And so everybody was scared. You know, sometimes in Mayapur, the huge cloud, they're like scary actually, monsoon cloud, very dark. Anything like I remember kid, like wow, it's like a demon coming down. And we go hide under the bed. So they saw this cloud, huge monsoon cloud coming. And they can be very close to you, in the clouds. So the devotees were, they scared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his karta. Cloud went away. If you have that faith, you have the love, it will work for you. The miracle will come. But if we are always mingling in our mind and this and that problem and that, we're never going to get the ultimate mercy of Lord Nityananda. We have to go for it. Give up our anathas and all these thoughts. Just serve Krishna, that's it. Don't think about it. Now we have the vaccines, everyone's worried. Krishna will protect us. We have to take it. Don't worry, Krishna will protect us. While I'm still alive today, you know, we'll be still going after a while. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gaura Vaishnava Mahaprabhu ki jai.